believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And today we're going to take a deeper dive into maybe showing up as the best version of yourself. So I just want to just these questions. What if your next chapter requires you to think, feel, choose, and live differently before the evidence appears? And could it be that your future self is already calling you forward? So welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're going to be talking your next version of you. And I feel, and I'm with you guys on this as well. Sometimes it's very challenging because you've done your inner work and you're wanting to move forward, but you feel like you're in that space between where you end something and where something new begins, like limbo, and you think, okay, maybe I did something wrong. You haven't. I'm going to shed some light onto why this has the feeling that it has, and hopefully will give you some tidbits as to how you can maneuver better through this period. So let's talk about identity shift as an energetic evolution, okay? We are energetic beings, okay? And the more and more we live our lives, I think the more that is becoming more apparent to us. And we are energy. We're like, you and I see each other, and I talk about this a lot on my shows. Everything is energy. You see me and my surroundings in my office, these are just denser versions of energy. These are the things that you could see. They're all energy, but they're denser versions. Now, everything that you're undergoing in your self-transformation, like changes of ideas, beliefs, removing, healing things, these are all energies and frequencies that sometimes are there, yet we cannot see what's going on. It's not black and white. This is where the shades of gray appear in our world. And sometimes it could be rather frustrating, especially when you're like the type of person that is like, if I can't see it, it's not happening. But I'm going to invite you to stretch yourself a little bit and just understand that maybe things are happening behind the scenes, and believe me, they are, that you don't have energetic privy to yet. They haven't manifest in the physical because they're still organizing and reorganizing in a way so that all the moving parts will align, and then you'll be able to see the end product. So most people think that transformation happens externally first, like you'll get more money or you have new relationships and maybe, you know, these career opportunities are coming, and then there's healing, success, visibility, and abundance. But the true transformation begins internally. Remember, everything starts with self first. What we need to remember is that the external reality is often the final physical manifestation of an internal energetic shift that has already occurred. And I want to repeat this because I think this is, you know, like a really important thing that people need to really take in and absorb. Just remember, the external reality is often the final physical manifestation of an internal energetic shift that has already occurred. Okay. So, you know, many of us attempt to manifest new experiences while, you know, emotionally and energetically, we may be, you know, attached to our old identity, or these things may be attached to our old identity. And, you know, some examples of that may be this. Let's see here. Wanting abundance while identifying with scarcity. Maybe wanting love while identifying with rejection. Wanting visibility while fearing judgment or fearing showing up. Wanting peace while remaining addicted to chaos. So it's like, You're wanting these things, but you are building them on the old foundation or the old energy that is keeping you stuck. And lastly, wanting freedom while unconsciously staying loyal to struggle. So your identity acts like an energetic thermostat. No matter what you try to create externally, your nervous system subconsciously identifies with what has been and will pull you back towards what feels familiar and emotionally safe. So that's something to ponder, and I'm going to give you a few other questions to ponder on. What emotional state feels most familiar to your body at this time? And are you operating from creation or survival? Or maybe are you operating from love or fear? And who are you when nobody else's expectations are influencing you? So, you know, remember this, that your identity is not mental. It's cellular. It's energetic, emotional, behavioral. And your body is going to memorize identity through repetition. So if you're feeling, you know, if you're kind of repeating the drama in your head, this is going to be normalized, and this is going to be your normal. And you don't want to make that your normal when it's not. This is why healing requires embodiment, not just intellectual understanding. So yeah, you could, this is why we call, you know, self-help books, self-shelf books, because, you know, you could read a lot of information. It's theory. It's whether or not you are putting it into practice. Just because you've read it doesn't mean that it's going to manifest. There's more moving parts to this equation that's you. That includes the cellular level, more than the mental. It's the energetic, emotional, and behavior components that are also important that make up this whole thing about embodiment. Okay. It's not just intellectual understanding. I used to crack up because, you know, being in nursing school 40 plus years ago, you know, everybody's had some of those classmates that are book smart, but when it comes to clinical and practical and I'm going to say common sense, they lack. It's just like they might be the smartest people in the class, but when it comes to practical application, they had none. So this is the same idea. It's like, you know, when you're able to put what you read into practice, like having an experiential experience, this is going to allow you to allow yourself to embed that, I want to say, take it in as your own so that you could have that experience. So if this conversation is activating something within you, and I invite you to subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show and continue exploring these deeper layers of awakening, healing, and transformation with me each week. So sign up, join, share, and be part of our community and our show. So when we outgrow the old versions of ourselves, you know, it could feel like grief. I'll bet you never knew that. I think, you know, we need to touch on grief a little bit because it's a normal response to loss. And sometimes loss could be conscious, but it could be an unconscious aspect as well. So, you know, and grief is really part of awakening and transformation, because as old parts of us are healed and leaving, there's like that void, that loss, and it's as if you're mourning the loss of somebody that you really loved. You're mourning the loss of your favorite pet. You're mourning the loss of part of you that is no longer aligned with who you are. Know that, you know, grief is not just over people or experiences. It's also grief over identities that you've played or you've had in your life as well. So as you are moving through, look at your life as a book, and you're moving through the chapters, and when one chapter completes, it's like the next chapter starts. So, you know, maybe what's happening, you're changing your identities or who you are, your growth and your ability to expand your essence, your frequency is a different vibration than what it had been at chapter one. Now you're in chapter five. Okay. So you have shifted and moved, and you're no longer the same version of who you were in chapter one as in chapter five. So there might be some grief over the loss of that identity of who you might have been before. Sometimes we mourn the version of us that tried so hard to be accepted. Maybe the caretaker identity, the overachiever, the fixer, the rescuer, the people pleaser, and the version that believes suffering created worthiness. I think we're all done with that. These identities often protected us at one time, and they, you know, have done their job. But eventually, what protected you can begin limiting you. So just remember, your nervous system can confuse familiarity with safety, okay? Even painful patterns can feel emotionally comfortable simply because they are known. That's what's familiar. So where in your life have you outgrown roles that you were playing? And what emotional patterns no longer resonate with who you are now? And are you afraid people may not recognize a new version of you? Just remember this: as your identity shifts, and it will, your relationships may change, conversations may change, your tolerance for drama decreases, your desire for authenticity increases, your body may become more sensitive, and your intuition is going to become louder. And you know what? Sometimes the people around you may become very uncomfortable because your expansion challenges the roles they were accustomed to you playing in their life. So just remember this: you are not betraying others by becoming more authentic. You're becoming more of who you are supposed to be. So we're getting ready to hop on our first break of our segment, and we've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we've been talking today about becoming your next version of you. So stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about becoming your next version of you. And before break, we're talking about the grieving process, you know, that we actually do have as we're leaving old aspects of ourselves behind so that we're more energetically aligned. And sometimes we're in that gap between when something ends and something is about to begin. And so, you know, let's dive into why our nervous system is the way it is. And you just remember, your nervous system must feel safe to expand. So I feel that it's really important to dive into this because we hear so much about nervous system dysregulation these days. It's like the new buzzword, but there's a lot of truth to that. Our nervous system is comprised of the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system that makes up the autonomic nervous system, which is automatic. So when we are, and the nervous system is delightfully interconnected with everything in the human body, inclusive of our emotions and other systems. So it's a very intricate and delicate and complex system. So, you know, let's just talk about mindset, okay? Many people believe that mindset alone creates transformation. Yes, it can help, but the body often tells a different story. You may consciously desire, you know, visibility, abundance, love, peace, success, expansion, you know, anything of the above, but your body may associate these things with danger, pressure, criticism, abandonment, overwhelm, and maybe even loss of control. So, you know, just for an example, maybe someone has grown up with instability, may feel unsafe with stillness. Or maybe someone who is conditioned to overperform may feel guilt when resting. Okay. And maybe someone who has experienced rejection may fear being fully seen. And maybe somebody who survived through control may struggle with trust, you know, effortlessly. So it's really important that your body cannot sustainably hold what it perceives as unsafe. So what if your resistance is actually protection? And does expansion feel exciting or terrifying? And where are you trying to force yourself instead of gently expanding your capacity? I think many of us fall into the trap of this or that, you know, black and white thinking. But I feel like there's so many shades of gray in this right now that it is really about unloading some of this. So identity shift involves retraining the nervous system to normalize. Normalize ease, joy, support, abundance, healthy love, receiving, rest, authenticity. And what I'd like to do, since I'm really about experiential and have you guys having a process, I want you to just notice within you right now, what part of me still believes I must struggle in order to deserve? Just sit with that. This question alone may be the key to your profound awareness. So what part of you still believes that you must struggle in order to deserve? It's kind of telling, and if you're looking for grounded support through awakening, emotional healing, and energetic transformation, I also invite you to join our I'm Awake Now What community, where we talk and walk about this path together. You could find out more about that on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com. So we also talked about we talked about the whole idea that I've done all this work and I'm not seeing the results. So this is where becoming before evidence appears is really important. This is where many people will quit. They feel like they haven't seen any results, so I'm just going to throw in the towel. And let me give you some insight into this. When a lot of my coaching clients get to this point, I know that they're getting really close to a huge shift, because it's almost as if you are at that point of surrender and you have to get out of your own way to allow what is already there to come forth. And the reason why people quit, because they're not seeing the external evidence, because the external evidence hasn't caught up yet. Okay, so just remember, the old identity says, I'll believe it when I see it. But the conscious creation often says, you must embody it before you fully see it. So it's about becoming what you want to create. It's about choosing confidence before results, trusting yourself before certainty, and honoring your worth before validation. When we act from alignment, this is where this happens before the guarantee appears. So when you are becoming the best version of you, even though you cannot see the results, you are actually opening the doorway of that, so you could step through the threshold into that. So just remember, embodiment precedes manifestation. So where are you, are you waiting for external proof before believing in yourself? And what would change if you trusted your inner knowing today? What to remember is this: your future self will likely move differently. It will probably choose differently, maybe speak differently, and even value themselves differently. They're going to be protecting their energy differently and will no longer negotiate with self-abandonment. Remember, your future self is not waiting for permission, and neither should you. So I'd like to do a little experiential process with you all, and it's called Meeting Your Future Self. So I just invite you to close your eyes and just imagine walking down a pathway, arriving at a doorway, opening the door to meet the version of you already living at your next level of reality. And just ask, how do I carry myself? How do I speak? What energy do I embody? What no longer matters to me? What have I released? What truth do I live by now? What is the one thing your future self wants you to know right now? And just allow whatever comes forth to come forth. And just breathe that in and just allow it to settle. It may have been quite insightful for you, but make note of that. Those of us on a path have always been, oh, we've got to prepare for this. We got to make sure this happens. I need to take the next class. I need to heal myself. I need to do this. It's like we're always in preparing mode. It's time to stop preparing and start becoming. You know, we prepare to heal enough, learn enough, become ready enough, become perfect enough. God forbid, we don't want to do that before fully living. However, when we do that, it's a very sophisticated form of avoidance. Did you know that? This preparation thing is always leading you into the future, that when I have this, this will be this. You never get to the future. So the point that I'm trying to make is that when we start embodying what we want to become, this is where we kind of plant the seed and anchor this so this could start to become our reality as the seeds grow into a plant. So what are you postponing in your life? And where are you postponing your life? What are you waiting for before allowing yourself to fully live? Remember, the next version of you is not built through perfection. It's built through courageous choices, self-honesty, emotional awareness, energetic alignment, and consistency. You do not become your next version all at once. If you did, it would probably be so overwhelming to you that you would just shrivel up and turn into fear and go hide under a rock. You become them moment by moment, choice by choice, alignment by alignment. Just remember, transformation is not about becoming someone else. It's about removing the layers that prevented you from fully becoming yourself. So we're getting ready to go on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking about becoming your next version on our show today. So stay tuned, and we're going to dive into a delicious guided meditation and activation when we come back. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about becoming your next version of who you are. And, you know, before break, we were talking about the whole process of, you know, going through grief, of losing, you know, previous identities. You feel like you're in that gap between when something ended and something else is beginning. And also how, you know, sometimes things have to happen internally with us first before they manifest on the outside, and the importance as to embodiment and utilizing all your best versions of you within you, so you become your even next best version of you as you move along. So, you know, if you're really enjoying what we're talking about here, I really invite you to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show. You know, you never know who needs to hear what is being shared here, and we could really start a wave of awakening consciousness to people so they don't have to struggle on their journey alone. So just remember to subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platforms. And I thank you so much for that. I definitely appreciate that. So let's go into a embodiment activation that I think it's going to kind of lock everything together before we go into our guided meditation. So I just want people to just kind of sit quietly and just relax. And I'm just going to ask you this. If your next level self walked into the room right now, how would they stand? Maybe how would they breathe? How would they speak? How would they choose? How would they love? And how would they trust? And just allow yourself to physically embody that version of yourself. Not perform, just embody. When we embody, the body learns through repetition and experience. So continue to allow this process just to embody within yourself. And as you are there, just allow yourself to take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. And just allow yourself to settle more into this moment. And when it feels comfortable, gently close your eyes. And begin by bringing your awareness to your breath. Not forcing, no striving, just simply breathing. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale fully through your mouth. Again, breathing in possibility, breathing out limitation. Allow your shoulders to soften. Relax your jaw. Unclench your hands. Let your body know you are safe here. Now, imagine yourself standing at the edge of a beautiful pathway. This pathway represents your evolution, your expansion, your next becoming. Notice the energy around you, the colors, the light, the feeling beneath your feet. And in the distance, you see a radiant version of yourself approaching. This is not a future stranger. This is you. The version of you who has already stepped into alignment. The version of you who trusts themselves. The version of you who no longer abandons themselves to fit into old realities. The version of you who embodies peace, clarity, confidence, abundance, joy, and truth. Notice how this version of you walks, how they breathe, how they hold themselves. There is no force here, no proving, no desperation, only embodiment. As this version of you comes closer, notice the energy they carry. Feel the calm certainty within them. The grounded power. The self-trust. The freedom. Now imagine this version of you standing directly in front of you. And just ask them silently, what do I need to release in order to fully become you? And just pause. And just allow the answer to arise naturally. Perhaps it is fear, control, people pleasing, scarcity, self-doubt, overworking, or an identity built on survival. Whatever arises, simply acknowledge it without judgment or criticism. Now see your next level self gently placing their hands over your heart. A beautiful light begins radiating from their hands into your body. This light moves into every cell, every memory, every belief, every energetic imprint that says, I am not enough. I am not ready. I must struggle. I must earn love. I must stay small to stay safe. Allow the light to dissolve these old frequencies. You no longer need them. You survive them. But you do not need to become them anymore. So take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, feel yourself becoming lighter, more expanded, more available for your next level. Your future self speaks these words to you. You are not becoming someone else. You are becoming more of who you truly are. You do not need permission to expand. You do not need proof before embodiment. You do not need to wait until you feel fully ready. Your next level begins the moment you choose yourself. Now breathe that in. And now imagine your future self stepping forward and merging into your body. Feel this integration occurring now. Your nervous system recalibrating, your energy reorganizing, your heart opening, your frequency rising. Feel yourself embodying clarity, worthiness, truth, confidence, support, abundance, ease, and alignment. Take another deep breath and silently repeat, I am available for my expansion. I am safe to evolve. I release who I need to be to survive. I now embody who I am here to become. And just feel that truth anchoring into your body, into your field, into your life. Now imagine roots extending from your feet deep into the earth, grounding this transformation into reality. You are not escaping life. You are becoming fully present within it. So take one final deep breath in and exhale slowly. And when you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to this room. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and return knowing your next version is not separate from you. It has always been waiting within you. So just allow that to sink in as you come back from this meditation. And we're going to be going on our last break of our episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we are talking about becoming your next version. So stay tuned and we'll just wrap it up for the episode. See you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about becoming your next version of who you are. Somebody who's aligned, who is and has embodied what they want to create from a base of love, you know, abundance, you know, a new frequency and vibration. So it's sometimes there's a gap between when we want to create something and we've done the work and the end product of when it starts to manifest. So I encourage people not to give up in the 11th hour before the miracle actually happens. And if today's episode has resonated with your heart and soul, I invite you to continue this journey with me beyond the Dr. Dolores Show. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform so we can continue reaching more people who are awakening and remembering who they truly are. And to receive ongoing inspiration, teachings, energetic insights, and exclusive guided meditations and activations, please join my newsletter community at drdoloresfazino.com. And if you're navigating awakening, identity shifts, emotional overwhelm, energetic sensitivity, or deep transformation, I would be honored to support you through my intuitive healing sessions, mentorship, energy work, and transformational offerings designed to help you move from surviving to thriving. And just remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. Your evolution is not happening to you. It's happening for you. So let's talk about some takeaways from our show today. Becoming your next version. Your next level begins with identity, not achievement. Transformation happens when you become energetically aligned with your life that you desire, not simply when you work harder for it. Discomfort is often evidence of expansion. Feeling uncertain, stretched, or emotionally activated does not necessarily mean you're off track. It may mean your capacity is growing. You are allowed to outgrow old versions of yourself. Realizing survival-based identities creates space for authenticity, realignment, and freedom. Your nervous system must learn safety and expansion. True transformation includes the body, emotions, energy, and the subconscious, not just the mindset alone. And just remember, embodiment changes reality faster than force. The moment you begin living as the version of yourself you desire to become, your reality becomes reorganized around that frequency. It's really that simple. So just remember this, the journey of becoming your next version is not about abandoning yourself, it's about returning to yourself. So many people spend their lives believing they must earn worthiness, prove their value, endlessly fix themselves before they are allowed to fully live. But your soul was never asking you to become perfect. It was asking you to become authentic. Your expansion may feel uncomfortable at times because growth asks you to loosen your grip on familiar limitations. Every moment of awareness creates the possibility for transformation. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are not finished. You are evolving. And perhaps the greatest gift you can give yourself is the willingness to stop waiting for permission and begin embodying the truth of who you already are. So I leave you with this quote, and your next level is not waiting for you to achieve more. It is waiting for you to become more fully yourself. And I just want to leave you with this insight from my highest galactic self, beloved one. You were never meant to remain confined within the identities created through fear, survival, or limitation. You are a living field of consciousness continually evolving into greater remembrance. The discomfort you feel is not punishment, it's expansion. The dissolving you are experiencing is not loss, it is liberation. Trust the becoming. Choose yourself again and again, not from ego, but from truth. Your soul already knows the way. So just take that in and just know that no matter what's going on, you are loved and you are definitely worth it. So stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific. On InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.